is going on mission
in the Philippines and feels led, and he's still taking communion. Sorry. Share with us a bit about what you're doing, buddy.
I put some stuff on some note cards so I don't waste your time. I asked Sam this week if I could come up and share with you guys a little bit about what the Lord's doing with me and how he's sending me to the Philippines in January. I'm Gabe Andrews. I feel like I know most of you here, but for those who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting, I am Gabe Andrews. And as I was praying about sharing with you guys today, and that the Lord would just bless this time and speak to your hearts through me, I felt a burden to share one or two things with you. The first thing was just express a love for the body. I know that the body right here doesn't look exactly like it did 5 or 10 years ago when me and my family started going here, but I'm not the man I would be if it wasn't for the people that the Lord's blessed and used by the power of God through you guys and affected me and my family. I want to thank you on behalf of my family, and thank you for that investment. And then the second thing is just a little bit of testimony about the faithfulness and grace of the Lord. I graduated from Emporia State in 6 days with my business marketing degree and my minor in information systems. And I'm not gonna lie, college has been a struggle for me. It's been 4.5 years of a spiritual struggle between going to classes at a state university where the peers around me and the teachers around me are telling me success looks like this, and this is what you should be chasing. And but glory be to God for his faithfulness to complete the work that he began in me and bring me out of college. Knowing that that while my mind has been trained to know that, not to know, but my mind has been trained to chase money, success, girls, power, and position, my heart's been trained to chase Jesus. So my heart's telling me to praise Jesus, and specifically what that looks like for me, and now coming up to a new season of my life is 6 months in the Philippines. He's brought me to that. And I was reading today in Proverbs 14 that the ways of a man looks right in his own mind, but in the end leads to destruction. And there's a lot of people that are chasing what looks right in their own mind, but it's going to lead to destruction and death. So I'm going to the Philippines. My connection through the Philippines is just my aunt and uncle. They've been missionaries there at a graduate school of leadership. It's a ministry down there. And they've been there for 6 years. And so through that, God's just kind of put a passion on my heart for the country of Philippines a little bit. So I started praying with my aunt and uncle back in February about what it looks like for me to be in the Philippines and to serve that country. And the Lord brought Faith Academy into the picture a little bit. It's the school that my little cousins go to. I have 3 cousins that are going to go there. My cousins are all here in America right now, but they're raising support, and they're going back in January, and 3 of them are going to return to this school, and 1 of them has graduated and is going to John Brown. But Faith Academy, it's got about 700 students from more than 20 countries. This is them and the countries represented. And on the next slide, talks a little bit about what Faith Academy is. It's a Christian school. It's much like schools here in the U.S. They have Bible classes, play performances, and athletics. The special thing about Faith Academy is it's a school for missionary kids. It enables full-time missionaries to be trained and to serve in their over 20 different countries and stuff like that. And it gives them an opportunity to feel secure about sending their kids here while we're doing full-time missions work, and they're being ministered to through that. Faith Academy is staffed completely by volunteers, the whole thing. So I would be a volunteer, and so that's kind of is why I'm here today. Just talking to you about raising support a little bit. I know the number's kind of big. I did the budget with my uncle, and I got accepted in October to teach. I applied in like June, and the application process was so long that I'm pretty behind the ball in some things, but I still feel a passion and a faith that the Lord wants me there in January. And I know that money is nothing compared to the power and the will of God, so I'm being responsible on my end, just presenting what I can with what I have. And so the budget that I'm looking at is $2,000 for plane tickets, and then around $1,100 a month per month that I'm there for the 6 month semester. Like I said, it's kind of a big number. I've never been comfortable with asking for help and presenting these things, but I know that the Lord's been doing work in me, and He uses not only me, and it's a pride issue and it's selfishness to not want to get the help of others and to open that ministry opportunity for those around me. So I'm going to, the next 2 or 3 weeks, continue to raise support. I got about $2,000 right now, and then I'll be getting some graduation money, and I'm working to put some money towards it. But I'm going to evaluate it again in about 2 or 3 weeks to see if I can go in January. And if I can't, I'm just going to continue raising support and hit the next semester or something. So that's where I'm at. I have a bunch of note cards that look like this. I'll be around after church if you want to talk with me about ways you can give. And if you're in a financial place where you can't give, that's fine. I value prayer more than the money that you could give me. So just be praying about the ministry in the Philippines and what I'll be doing there. And, yeah, I mailed a bunch of these out. Some of you probably got them, but if you didn't, talk with me after church, and that's all.
So, amen. I tell you what, I'm excited about the Philippines, but I'm more excited about Gabe's heart. Wasn't that sweet? There's a lot going on in Gabe's heart, and Gabe grew up in a Christian family, but has had things dangled before him, even music success. They've come of some renown in the Empore area. And just watching what Jesus has done in his heart and his life is just a refreshing thing to me, brother. I wanted you to tell. And I know you're not performing. I know this was tough to do, and you're just humbling yourself. But praise the Lord for what He's done in Gabe's life. So let's pray for him. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for Gabe. Thank you most of all for his relationship with you, Jesus, that it's real, that it's deep, that it's transforming everything within him. And we thank you for this mission that you put in his heart, and ask that you own the cattle on a thousand hill. Money is no issue for you. And we just pray you open the doors if this is your will. And he discerns that it is. And so we as a family pray that you would bless him and provide and open doors for him to bless missionaries and missionaries' children in the Philippines. Lord, thank you for Gabe, and pray for your blessing on his life. In Jesus' name, amen.